A dog staying at the Humane Society Yukon's shelter will soon be flying out of the territory for surgery thanks to the speedy generosity of the local community. The dog in question is Tatanka, an Alaskan Malamute who came to the Humane Society with a group dogs surrendered by the same owner about 3 weeks ago. Tess Hardy, the Humane Society's kennel manager, told the news that Tatanka was first thought to have a rectal tear that would require stool softening medication, but further examination uncovered bilateral perineal hernias. This more serious issue is causing the dog significant discomfort, and a surgery to fix it will cost close to $10,000 and have to be performed out of the territory. Following the discovery of the hernias, euthanasia was discussed, and the possibility was very upsetting for Tatanka's former owners, who Hardy said surrendered their dogs because they have to leave the territory due to health issues. It was eventually decided that a fundraising appeal would be launched to try to make the surgery work. Hardy said the staff at All Paws Veterinary Clinic are optimistic about Tatanka's prognosis with the surgery. Shortly before noon on July 15, the Humane Society issued a request for donations. It took only 12 hours for the fundraising goal to be achieved. So I thought, well, let's put up a fundraiser. And I was kind of thinking, you know, maybe, you know, give it a couple weeks, and if we even raise half of the $10,000, then we'll go ahead and we'll take the rest of that out of the reserves we have, Hardy said. It was really, really shocking to see it, you know, surpass its goal in less than 12 hours, to be honest. Hardy noted that the $10,000 fundraiser was a big ask, as recent appeals for financial help with animal surgeries did not exceed $3,000. Even with the smaller totals sought, Hardy said those fundraisers took 3 or 4 days to reach their goals. A vet clinic in Edmonton has been lined up for the surgery. Hardy said Tatanka will probably fly down, as Air North supplies the Humane Society with 2 complimentary cargo kennels per month that it most often uses to transport animals to and from Dawson when needed. People on the Edmonton end, some of them former Yukoners, have already reached out to offer to shuttle Tatanka between the airport and veterinary clinic. Once Tatanka is back in the Yukon and recovered from surgery, Hardy says the Humane Society hopes to find him the right home. She said he lived in a rural kennel with other Malamutes his whole life and was well loved there, but it will be an adjustment to a new home for him. Hardy said Tatanka has been a bit scared and nervous at the shelter, but has never been aggressive. He's coming around, you know, very slowly, coming out of his shell. He's very, very sweet. He really, really wants to be buddies and friends with everybody, but he just actually doesn't know anything about life, she said. So, you know, it's just a matter of, this is a completely different life for him. He's not a dog who lived in a house and went for walks and went to the farmer's market and saw people and stuff all the time. He's just a dog that was loved but lived, you know, out of town in a kennel. And yeah, it's pretty shocking for dogs when they come into this situation. Once Tatanka is back and recovered from surgery, he will need a home that will go at his pace with consistent reinforcement training, Hardy said. As a fundraiser in support of its operations, the Humane Society is putting on a summer barbecue and carnival fundraiser on July 20 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the May Batchier Animal Shelter, located at 126 Tlingit Street in Whitehorse. Entertainment will include pony rides, bouncy castle, and henna tattooing. Contact Jim Elliott at jim.elliott@yukon-news.com.